Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at the car giant Renault. Comments, competition and all sorts to come. But first, it's transfer time. And regular viewers to this show will know that we told you first last year about Tottenham's interest in Emmanuel Adebayor. All the papers today reporting that Spurs have made their latest offer to Manchester City, this time to loan the big striker. Jose Mourinho at Real Madrid has been saying he only needs one man up front and that that man is likely to be Adebayor. But if you really wanted him, he'd have signed Adebayor by now, which suggests Tottenham do have a chance. We're actually going to stick with Spurs for the time being, because you may remember a couple of weeks ago we told you about a young man called Suleiman Koulibaly. He's 16, he's been smashing them in for the Ivory Coast at the Mini World Cup. Real Madrid had been looking at him as well as Arsenal, but Spurs have pulled off a bit of a coup and signed him. Now, not much surprises me here on the Football Spy Show, but that one did, largely because Spurs need experience and the player himself seemed set on a move to Spain. But well done to Spurs, and indeed well done to Koulibaly. Here's a newish name for you. Marek Hamsik plays for the Italian club Napoli, and there are lots of rumours suggesting he could be the man to replace Cesc Fabregas if he goes to Barcelona. Hamsik's from Slovakia, is 23. He hit 11 goals in 37 league games last season to help Napoli finish third in the Italian league. He won't come cheap as he's under contract for another 4 years, but he's a very, very good player. So watch that particular space. Really didn't want to do any Carlos Tevez today, as I'm sure you're as bored with it as we are. But the Manchester Evening News are reporting a very interesting development this morning. They say that while they are waiting to see the colour of Corinthians' money before they sanction a £40 million bid, City have hijacked Manchester United's move for Wesley Schneider, offering Carlos Tevez in exchange. Now, if City were to pull that off, it really would be sensational. We all know that while United are not sure about the wages, City could afford them all day long. So again, watch that space. Spin you through a few quick ones. The young midfielder Henry Lansbury is considering his future at Arsenal after Norwich had a £1.5 million bid for him turned down. That's in the Sun. Bolton want to sign Nigel Riocoghi as a free agent after he was released by Aston Villa at the end of the season. That's in the Times. Go to the Mirror Football website for details of West Ham's move to sign the midfielder Matty Taylor from Bolton. All the papers say Cardiff have entered the race to sign the striker Kenny Miller from the Turkish club Bursaspor. And the last one for now, the Sentinel up in Stoke report that Tony Pulis is interested in signing Peter Crouch from Spurs. Time for your messages. And I asked you last week for the players you don't want at your club, the players that you'd happily drive to the airport. Still they keep coming and still they keep making me laugh. You'll never walk alone, MJ says here. I'd happily drive Joe Cole and his massive wage bill to the airport. Goran in Sweden agrees with that. Waynes150 says, I would quite happily drive Glenn Leuvens out of Celtic Park. I would even pay his fare to the airport, although I should have tried to do exactly the same thing last summer. The Oh Marvellous 22 says, I'd drive Maluda and Basingwa from Chelsea to the airport, but I'm sure they'd miss their flights just like they miss their targets every time they cross the ball. Let me know who you'd drive to the airport, and if you're creative enough, I'll read yours out on the show. Back to the transfers, and the Times say that Everton have made an approach to sign the Wigan winger Charles Nzogbia. We told you yesterday about the Deportivo Caprissa striker Joel Campbell. He's 19. It looked as though Arsenal were going to sign him, but 24 hours is a long time in the transfer market and Arsenal have pulled out. Go to gunnerblog.com for full details, but it appears Arsenal were very unimpressed when the player failed to turn up for a pre-medical meeting. Now, yesterday I read you some happy quotes from the Deportivo president Juan Rojas. Today I'm going to read you some sad quotes, because he says here, it's a disappointment for football, for Sarissa and for me that they've decided not to take him an offer from a serious and first-class people as Arsenal. I do hope it works out for Joel. The Sun say that Scott Parker wants his move to Chelsea to be permanent and not on loan. The former West Ham defender Valon Barami wants the midfielder Alberto Aquilani at Fiorentina. So too does most of Liverpool. The Journal in Sunderland are reporting that Birmingham are keen on the defenders George McCartney and Nairon Noseworthy. And reports coming out of Spain suggest the Genk goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois is about to be signed by Chelsea and will then be loaned out to Atletico Madrid to help them out. I wonder what that means for Manchester City's bid to sign Sergio Aguero from Atletico Madrid. Competition time. We want you to tell us which Premier League team will sign the most players this summer. All we need is a team and, of course, a country that you're writing in from. The shirt of your choice if you get it right and we pick you. Yuba is in Bermuda and says Liverpool. Yasir is in Canada and also says Liverpool. Daryl is from here in England and he thinks Sunderland will sign the most players. Jeff is in Portland, Oregon in the USA, says Manchester City. And we'll do one more because Milanista is in the Netherlands and thinks Liverpool will sign the most players by the end of the window. One last thing, the Football Spy files are back all next week. We're devoting whole shows to clubs and the way their teams will look if they get the players that they want. So send me your team and the way you want them to look by the time the window closes and we will get it onto the show. In the meantime, the Football Spy show is back in the morning. I'll see you next time.